This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley, a rainy Nishna Valley.
Yeah, some of those thunderstorms the other night were crazy.
Tired of the rain.
Yeah, kind of needed it. At least that's what we're supposed to say, right?
Yeah, that's the politically correct answer. Yeah. We needed it a while ago. Now we're just tired of it. I think the last, what, 3 weekends in a row, we've had rain.
Seems like it, yeah.
And then, of course, there's this weekend. And there's, you know, even not just rain, but there was, you know, chances of severe weather and stuff, too. So at least we haven't had as much rain as some places.
That's true.
I was seeing numbers Thursday. I think they said some places in Nebraska had around 9 inches of rain recently.
Wow.
And they were already having flood issues.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Things like that. So let's not do that here.
No.
Let's not do that. It is the month of May. May is?
Beef month?
It's a lot of things. But beef month is what I was going for, yes, because we all know around here it's all about the food.
Of course.
So there was no real big guessing there. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association has announced this past week, they announced the winner of this year's Best Burger Contest in Iowa. And it is, drumroll please.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Iowa's Best Burger Award winner, they use a 6.5-ounce hamburger patty.
Okay.
Oh, you want to know where it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a place called the Cider House in Fairfield, Iowa. It's in Jefferson County. They use, they buy locally grown cattle. They use all the meat cuts from them in the grind for their hamburger. So where others might see chuck, ribs, sirloin, and round cuts from the beef animal, the owners of the Cider House see a very tasty hamburger.
Hmm.
There are 4 owners of the Cider House. A fellow by the name of Clint Stevenson, a gal, and I hope I get her name right, a gal by the name of Hopi James, another guy, Cole Fishback, and Annalisa Thompson. I like that name, Annalisa.
Yeah.
They said they first thought about their pub-styled restaurant as a way to showcase the hard apple cider that they were producing. And they said many of those discussions occurred while grilling hamburgers at one of their homes. And they said it was Stevenson, the one-time vegetarian, who declared in 2013 that the group should open a burger shack to showcase the cider. And by October of 2014, they had completely gutted and renovated a former barbershop to make it into their little dream, the Cider House. They serve 5 different burgers, each for $12, and they all come with a choice of homemade potato salad or triple-cooked fries and refrigerator pickles.
What are triple-cooked fries?
I don't know, but by the looks of the picture here, it looks like they come in like one of those little metal buckets.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
Got to be a lot of fries. But they said, Stevenson says that all 4 owners have traveled extensively, and those experiences make them especially grateful for the food resources that they have here in Iowa. They said, quote, "We've all traveled around the world, but it's in Iowa where you find the best foods." He says it's an amazing state. Well, we already knew that. You're preaching to the choir. Little picture attached with the news release there, too, and a good-looking group of folks, and, well, them, too. I was talking about the burgers, actually. They got little burger baskets there with the little pails of fries and all the stuff along with it. I can almost smell it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bring it on.
6.5-ounce burger. And I was looking
Fairfield. Fairfield. Where is that? I don't know where
it's in Jefferson County. I was looking. They have a. I looked on their website after I saw the news release. I went on their website to take a look, and they have a. It's a kind of a new website, so they're still kind of under construction with the website. They need to get that going fast because they're going to get crushed now. Folks were kind of joking because it's not a real big place.
Yeah,
and it's neat. They took some old wood, and that's the bar. It's kind of uneven, you know, or just wood, you know, that's cut. That's the bar that's in there. It's really a neat looking little place, but. I was looking on their website and looking at some of the different burgers they have and stuff. They use a lot of different ingredients and stuff on the burgers. Looks like it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But a locally grown flavor. You know, it's not just a matter of, you know, running to the grocery store and picking up whatever meat they have there. They actually buy them locally, take care of business.
Even better.
And grind it all together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Oh. I'm dying to get outside and cook on the grill again now. It's been a while.
Talk about burgers, and now we can't even grill right now. Yeah.
Well, it's been a while. With all the rain, it just hasn't been ideal to get out.
Yeah, and maybe like March, we kept going out to the quarry and walking with the kids and the dog and geez, I don't think we've done it all in the last month or so.
I think
it's
we've
been
had,
too cold or windy in the evenings.
Yeah, we had some nice days in March, a few, but yeah, and April wasn't bad. But yeah, since in this last couple of weeks, of course, like I said, the last few weekends, which just seems every weekend we've had rain. And, you know, if we could stay away from that for just a little while, it would be nice. You know, this weekend, Mother's Day, a lot of folks like to get out and do some outdoor things, maybe do some grilling, different things. By the way, I hope you remembered, Mom.
Right.
And then next weekend is almost every school in this area graduates next weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend.
Every school district, almost all of them, will be doing that on the 17th. Of course, it makes sense because the following weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Don't want to be graduating then. That's not so much fun. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy, busy few weeks now. You know, we joked about it, what, a week or two ago about how April's gone. Now it's May.
Well, geez, and now, the way we're talking,
Yeah, we're talking about the end of May already. What in the world? I mean, we got Mother's Day, graduation, Memorial Day on three consecutive Sundays.
Yeah.
So your weekends are largely booked up, and away you go. Wow. That's amazing how
fast that
happens. Yeah, I told you, May is one of the busiest months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, for folks around these parts, too, when you start talking about Memorial Day weekend, you also kind of start talking about Tivoli Fest.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, the first big summer holiday of the season, and that, of course, comes along with the first big Danish holiday of the summer season. Well, the big Danish holiday of the summer season. You know, it's just, we're going to turn the page here pretty quick, and we're going to blow right by Father's Day, and it's going to be 4th of July already.
Yeah. And summer's almost over.
Yikes.
It hasn't even started.
I know. How fast it all tends to disappear. That is just crazy. Now, speaking of Tivoli Fest, too, by the way, I saw a little note that they sent out this weekend. Tivoli Fest this year, their slogan is "Where Memories and Movies Are Made."
Hmm.
There was a neat little movie, documentary-type movie made about how Danish the Danish villages are
from
a crew over in Denmark. So they're going to do that. But May 23rd and 24th, but they were talking about the musical entertainment that they're planning on having. And this is their 35th annual Tivoli Fest. So they have lots of a wide variety of music planned. On Friday, May 22nd, the Brad Myers Band will perform at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 7 to 10 p.m. So that'll be kind of the opening up of the beer tent, the Iowa beer tent. Yeah, they won't have a crowd for that.
No, not at all.
Saturday, May 23rd, Ron Johnson, the accordionist of Scandinavian Melodies, will be performing at noon at the Elkhorn Town Hall, at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Fire Station, and again at 5 o'clock at the Windmill Entertainment Stage. Denmark's Jensen and Bugga, along with Dwight Red Lamb, will perform from 1 to 2 p.m. and again from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Windmill Entertainment Stage. And they'll also perform at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 8 to 9 p.m. Dwight will be playing traditional Danish tunes on his vintage G accordion, while Danish musicians Mette Jensen and Christian Bugga will play and sing along. Now you can finish off your evening by listening to Usual Suspects, starring Elkhorn native Darla Hansen, at the Elkhorn Fire Station from 9 p.m. until midnight. And on Sunday, May 24th, Ron Johnson will perform at the Elkhorn Fire Station at 10 a.m. Beginning at 2 p.m., patriotic songs will be performed by local talent at the Veterans Memorial Park on Main Street in Elkhorn during the tribute to Ralph Hansen and the Walk of Honor. So lots of musical entertainment being planned this year for Tivoli Fest, in addition to all the other fun stuff that they usually have. I hope they get a good weather weekend.
Yes.
We could sure use that around here. Did we mention that?
No, not at all.
We've talked yet about how much it's rained, right? Yeah.
No, rain's always ruining the weekends.
Yeah, it's been raining quite a bit, in case you hadn't noticed.
No. Yeah.
We'll keep reminding you of that as the day goes along. How's that sound?
5 minutes later, we'll remind you again.
No, my mind's not failing me. I do remember we talked about it, but it's just good gravy. It just rains every day. It's enough of that. Hey, by the way, one more thing about Tivoli Fest, too. We've talked about this before, but Rod Hoig, the former Elkhorn Kimbleton girls basketball coach, is trying to put together a 6-on-6 exhibition. So if you remember the old 6-player girls basketball when they played real girls basketball in Iowa, it's been over 20 years since the last game was officially played here in the state at the high school level. If you'd like to recreate that, to have a little fun, then you can give Rod a call or get a hold of him somehow here. 515-249-8335 is the telephone number. He'd love to put together some old, well, I wouldn't say old, but some former players, coaches, officials, all that kind of stuff, people who can help out. They'd like to put together a neat 6-on-6 exhibition for folks so people don't forget
Right.
How good girls basketball once was.
Right.
How much fun it once was.
Yeah.
How high scoring it once was.
How less running it once was.
yeah. We always get back to the exercise, don't we?
I do have something else along with the Tivoli Fest. It's the 7th annual Tour de Tivoli bike ride. That's on Sunday, May 24th. That starts in Elkhorn. And you can register for that at 8 a.m. on Sunday the 24th at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn to pre-register. And for more information, you can also go to danishwindmill.com. Just click on Store then Events. Registration fee is $35. That also includes a Tour de Tivoli t-shirt, Sac Station refreshments, an Apple Skiver meal, and Tivoli Fest entertainment. Otherwise, you can also register for $20. You get all the above except for a t-shirt. You can also contact Debbie McLean with any questions, 249-7257. And all proceeds from this event go back to the Danish Windmill Corporation in Elkhorn. So again, it's the 7th annual Tour de Tivoli bike ride on Sunday, May 24th. And that starts in Elkhorn, 8 a.m. at the Danish Windmill.
Excellent. Yep. Lots of stuff happening. Mm-hmm. There's plenty more where that came from.
Oh, yeah, we'll get tons more information.
We'll talk more about that next weekend leading up to the Tivoli Fest activities.
Yes.
Speaking of activities, your turn.
All right. Well, there's a Red Cross blood drive coming up on Monday in Exira. It's on May 11th from noon to 6, and that will be held at the Exira Recreational Center. Also next week is Poppy Week. The Shelby Auxiliary Unit 240 is having their Poppy Week May 11th, and that will run through May 16th. The Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is coming up Monday, May 11th, and that will be held at 7 p.m. in the meeting room at Boulders Inn and Suites in Atlantic. In Exira, the Rachel Masters of rural Curon, Iowa, she's going to be sharing how her dream of publishing a unique cookbook was realized several years ago. So she'll have a presentation at the Exira Community Library on Monday, May 11th. That'll be held at 7 p.m. The cookbook contains meal plans and grocery lists for 13 weeks and is designed to make regular cookie meals for your family an attainable goal. She will have cookbooks available for purchase, $15 each. There'll also be some samples of various recipes for everyone to taste. Again, that's on Monday, May 11th at the Exira Community Library at 7 p.m. We have some more blood drives coming up in Elkhorn on Tuesday, May 12th. That will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. You can also make an appointment. You can call Ann White at 764-5888, and walk-ins are welcome. Again, it's a Red Cross blood drive in Elkhorn on May 12th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Also in Atlantic is a Red Cross blood drive on May 14th. That will be held from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. The BPO Joe's meeting will be held on May 12th at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. They'll have their dinner at 6:30 and then their business meeting at 7:30. A meeting for Outreach Hunger Free Iowa Initiative is coming up next Friday, May 15th at 1 p.m. That will be held at the Exira Public Library in Exira. Again, it's the meeting of Outreach Hunger Free Iowa Initiative, Friday, May 15th at 1 p.m. at the Exira Public Library. A program of classical music will be presented by two string ensembles from the University of Iowa that will be at the Warren Cultural Center on May 19th at 7 p.m. Admission is a donation at the door. They do suggest a $10 donation. There will also be a brief intermission in the program, so beer, wine, soft drinks, and snacks will be available during that time. If you'd like more information about the center and events, you can visit their website at warrenculturalcenter.com. Again, it's a classical music presentation by two string ensembles from the University of Iowa. That's at the Warren Cultural Center on May 19th at 7 p.m. We have some alumni banquets coming up the end of May. It's the 114th annual Fontenelle Alumni Banquet. It's coming up May 23rd at the Nottoway Valley Middle School Gym in Fontenelle. It's for graduates of Fontenelle High School, also Bridgewater Fontenelle High School, and Nottoway Valley High School. This year's honored guests are the 2015 graduating seniors in the 50-year class of 1965. Social time begins at 5:30 with dinner at 6. Tickets are $16, and they do need to be purchased by May 15th, so that's coming up. Tickets are available at Nottoway Valley Market, First National Bank, Fontenelle and Greenfield, Union State Bank in Bridgewater and Greenfield, and Fontenelle Drug. Again, it's the 114th annual Fontenelle Alumni Banquet, May 23rd, and that will be held at the Nottoway Valley Middle School Gym in Fontenelle. You do need to get your tickets purchased by May 15th. in Oakland. It's the Oakland Alumni Banquet, also on May 23rd. It's in the new Oakland Community Building, and they'll open up their doors at 5:30, and they'll begin serving at 6:30. They'll also have tours of the Oakland High School available from 4 p.m. prior to the banquet, and the graduating classes who have been out of school for their 10, 20, 25 years are going to be recognized. And tickets may also be purchased at the Great Western Bank, which is former Oakland State Bank, and also at the Arbor Bank, which is the former Citizens State Bank, and the Oakland Pharmacy, all in the Oakland area. The cost of the tickets are $16.50 per person, and they do ask their user of those by May 18th, so that's coming up also. All other inquiries for the banquet should be directed to 712-482-3511. Again, it's the Oakland Alumni Banquet, May 23rd in the new Oakland Community Building, and that starts at 5:30, serving at 6:30, and get those tickets by May 18th.
So that's their 120th reunion.
Wow.
Now, that's not somebody's class reunion.
Right.
Although
that's pretty impressive.
More power to the persons who are celebrating their 120th class reunion. Yeah. They'd be 138 years old, by the way, but they're going to celebrate the 1965 graduating class. Was the largest class to graduate at the time, was 68 graduates. So they're going to, they also held their commencement ceremony outdoors, which is a first for Oakland High School. So, yeah, they're going to have lots of fun there, too, and share a lot of memories and things. And that's their 120th Oakland High School Alumni Association Banquet. Pretty impressive.
Well, yeah. And also the Lewis Alumni Banquet is on May 23rd. That will be held at the Lewis Community Center. You can make reservations by calling 243-8384. Again, it's the Lewis Alumni Banquet on May 23rd at the Lewis Community Center. You can make your reservations by calling 243-8384. Coming up in June, you know it'll be here before you know it, is the 4-H Horse Camp. It's held at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Red Oak, June 5th and 6th. $50 will get you a t-shirt and 4-H rulebook, as well as dinner Friday and breakfast Saturday. This is sponsored by the Southwest Iowa Trailblazers Saddle Club. If you'd like more information, you can check out the Montgomery County Green Gazette or call the Montgomery County Extension Office at 623-2592. It's a 4-H horse camp at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Red Oak, June 5th and 6th. And it's $50, and that will be held again on June 5th and 6th. Just call the Montgomery County Extension Office, 712-623-2592.
Excellent. Hey, something else that's going on here around the area is the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally.
Bada bada bing bang. That's just fun to say, isn't it?
I was waiting for you to chime in.
I take my drink, my water, refreshing.
Coming up on Saturday, May 16th at the American Legion Memorial Building. That's the former National Guard Armory on Poplar Street here in Atlantic. It's a military vehicle display, kind of a museum type setup. And it's also going to be something that's going to be in action, too. You'll see them cruising around the community. They're going to have hours where folks can come by and see during the day, and then they're going to have a cruise later on in the afternoon with a cannon fire to get them all started. Lots of different military vehicles. At last check, I think it was up to 28 different people bringing their military vehicles in. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. They were hoping to get maybe 10 or 12, so they blew right by that. But you'll see quite a wide variety of different types of things that they're going to have there. Things from the World War II era, personnel carriers, light armored cars, a 1942 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. There'll be all kinds of different 4x4, half tons. I could go through the list of some of the things that I have here, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
So they're going to see a wide variety of different types of military vehicles, and Steve Livengood has been putting that together. So they've spent a lot of time and effort working on this, so they hope a lot of folks will come by and enjoy that, and then enjoy the, I guess for lack of a better term, the parade later on. Now, they won't be using the normal parade route folks are used to in Atlantic, up and down the main areas downtown, but they'll talk more about that as we get a little bit further along. There'll be a nice little cruise area that they're going to do, and should be a lot of fun. They should have some fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we better take a break, and then we'll get to some important stuff after we take this brief time out.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me. I'll just preempt with that right away.
All right,
but I know you got some birthdays.
I do have some birthdays. I have some great birthdays here. The family Melva Stone, they're hosting a card show in honor of her 95th birthday. That's on May 14th. You can send her a birthday card to Melva at the Friendship Home, 714 North Division Street in Audubon, 50025. Happy birthday to Melva Stone. You can send her a birthday card for her 95th birthday on May 14th to the Friendship Home, 714 North Division Street in Audubon, 50025. Sister Fran Claver is celebrating her 90th birthday on May 16th, and her brothers and sisters are requesting a card shower in honor. You can send her a card to 900 North 90th Street, apartment 477 in Omaha, 68114. Again, happy 90th birthday to Sister Fran Claver of Omaha, celebrating her 90th birthday on May 16th. You can send her a card to 900 North 90th Street, apartment 477 in Omaha, Nebraska, 68114. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Richard Dalby, celebrating his birthday on May 9th, and also to Pollyanna Sloan, celebrating her birthday on May 9th also. Over at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Carrie Jensen, celebrating her birthday on May 12th. And also happy birthday to Jean Louise Chase, celebrating her birthday on May 14th. So happy birthday to everybody there.
Excellent. I don't have any baby announcements here either. So we'll throw the PSA, the public service announcement, in for you. That if you do have any birthdays of note or anniversaries of note or additions to the family that you'd like to crow about, let us do it for you. Send it to us here at KJAN, P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can fax it to us at 712-243-3937. You can just call us and give us the information at 243-3920 or outside the Atlantic Telephone Exchange, toll-free at 800-283-5526. And as always, give it to your ugly cousin and tell him to walk it in.
Bring it on in.
Yeah, you can stop in here during our regular business hours from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, if you'd like to drop that off for us here, too. We don't get a lot of baby announcements anymore, ever since the hospital stopped reporting the important information that people want to know about.
Well, yeah, people need to know that.
We just don't seem to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's up to you if you want to provide that to us. You certainly may.
Yes.
You know, here's a kind of a neat story. I had a chance to visit the other day with a fellow by the name of Bob Nelson. I actually visited with him a few months back. About the old Ross grain elevator, the grain elevator up at Ross in Audubon County. It's interesting. It's one of the last wooden grain elevators left. It's maybe the oldest one left in Iowa. Who knows? But they were working hard to raise money to be able to renovate it. They came into possession of it. He and his wife Janet, and with the hopes of at least keeping it around for a while. It's an artifact.
Yeah.
It's part of your history. And a lot of the wooden ones disappeared long ago because, they were set up near railroad tracks, of course. And when you get wood and sparks from railroad tracks, you usually get fire. And so a lot of them burned down or there were insurance issues and things. And then they started making concrete ones, which would hold up a lot better. So the wooden ones kind of went by the wayside. This one was built back in the 1880s. When the Northwestern Rock Island Railroad went through the town of Ross. And they say the construction is pretty remarkable in that the lumber is laid flat, one on top of another, and then spiked together log cabin style with 2x8s, 2x6s, and 2x4s. So the size of the elevator is about 25 feet by 30 feet, and not counting the foundation, it's about 60 feet high. Okay? Well, what they're doing is something kind of neat. They've been awarded a $25,000 matching grant from the Iowa Barn Foundation. So they've been raising funds to help restore that 130-plus-year-old grain elevator. Well, they've gotten to the point now where they're going to be able to do the first thing they need to do, which is take care of the foundation. It's got a limestone foundation. As you know, over time, that'll wear away, and it'll cause some problems. So anyway, they've gotten to the point where they're going to work on that, and it's going to happen here relatively quickly. But what they're going to do to help raise some money is kind of a fun little thing. They're giving you a chance to guess how much the grain elevator weighs. Because they've got because what they're going to do in redoing the foundation means they have to physically lift the structure up. So they've got a company hired to come in out of West Bend, Iowa, and they're going to come in sometime here soon, within the next week or so, when the weather dries out a little bit, and they are going to, with hydraulic equipment, they're going to lift that, and they have a way of measuring, of weighing it. And so what they're doing is, on their website, you can guess, if you want to donate, you go on to SaveRossElevator.com, and go to the donation page, and there's a spot there where you can click to put your guess in. Now, you have to donate something and guess, and what you get, what the winner gets, it's a fabulous prize.
Okay.
The winner will get a plaque with their name listed and displayed on the elevator once it's restored.
Oh, that's cool.
So you'll be a part of that forever. Well, forever, as long as it lasts,
hopefully
for a very long time. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of these all-wooden elevators have long since disappeared. They're trying to have some fun with it. They have three buildings on the property, the elevator, a storage bin, and the brick scale house. The elevator is the main structure they have to restore, with the storage bin and then the scale house next if they have the funds to do that. But the elevator will be the only one that's lifted, so they'll be able to weigh it. So you can make a donation and guess the weight. Again, it's online, www.SaveRossElevator.com. And you can also, they have a Facebook page they put together, too, with the Ross Elevator. Kind of neat because they said it was built by Civil War veteran Charles Stewart back in the 1880s. Charles Stewart. Stewart being the key word there, the last name Stewart.
Okay.
Ever hear the town Stewart?
Yeah.
It was named after him.
Oh, okay.
So, so there you go. So there's a lot of history there locally with that. So SaveRossElevator.com if you'd like to check out more. They want to have some fun with it.
Well, yeah, that is neat.
It is pretty neat, and they hope to make a kind of a little museum-type thing out of it, you know, something that people can visit once they get it back structurally sound again so that they can make it safe for people to come in and wander around. Right now, not so safe to be around it, but as soon as they get some of the work done and things, should be a lot of fun. Had a chance to visit with Bob here not too long ago to update on the project and stuff, and we'll keep tabs with him as it moves along, too, and keep getting some updates as they get a little bit closer. You got anything else?
No, I really don't.
Just want to wish Mom a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, if you're fortunate enough to get a good one, I got a good one.
I got a good one.
I know you got a good one. Not everybody gets a good mom. Of course, not every mom gets good kids.
Yeah,
I guess it works
true.
Both ways, right? But we were fortunate enough to have good ones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little thing on Mother's Day. There's no amount of money, no amount of wealth. There's no amount of time. There's no amount of stuff that you can give your mom to repay her for everything that she's done.
Yeah.
You know, once you have children, if you do it right, you pretty much spend the rest of your life, you know, worrying about everything, making sure that they get everything that they need. You know, my mom, I said, I don't think she ever missed a single ball game I played in until I went to college.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't able to make the drive and stuff. You know, that's too far away.
Little League,
junior high, high school, everything, every sport.
Yep.
I don't think she ever missed a game, not a single one. That's crazy. But that's what moms do.
Exactly,
that's what good moms do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a good mom, and I'm sure a lot of you did, make sure you wish her a happy Mother's Day. And if your kid's listening, be good to your mom. She deserves it.
Just wait till you get older.
That's right. It all
you
comes
have no
back
idea.
Around. Just be good to her. All right. That's all we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.